listening to 90 Minutes with the 1950s. And I'm Dave Prince. In 1958, the laser beam was invented. Boris Pasternak was awarded the Nobel Prize. The U.S. finally got a satellite launched, Explorer 1. Nikita Khrushchev became Premier of Russia. Commercial airline passenger service was introduced between London and New York. The most promising male singer of 1958, a fella named Fabian. And 1958 also was a very good year for rock and roll. Elvis Presley was hot. The Dan Lears cooled us off with One Summer Night. The Elegants were shining bright with Little Star. Bobby Darin rocked our Saturday nights. Jerry Butler and the Impressions kept us dancing close with a song called For Your Precious Love. And the merry Chuck Berry wrote a special song called Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have about a half a million. Famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Become so excited. I watch her look at her run, boy. The grown-up blue, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking.
...1958 was the year of the cowboy on television. People like Roy Rogers, Trigger and Bullets, Dale Evans and Buttercup, The Lone Ranger, Gabby Hayes, The Cisco Kid, Kit Carson, and Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. The number one song of 1958 was written and performed by a Sicilian guitarist and singer. His name was Domenico Modugno.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare. Dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù,
e volavo, volavo felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù. E continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Di stare qua giù, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù.
On September 11th of 1958, the New York Times carried the following story, Dateline London. The rock and roll craze is sweeping Britain. Some of its teenage fans are jiving their way right into police stations. Two cities already have prohibited showing of the American motion picture Rock Around the Clock, and others are considering similar action. Not all the stars of the 1950s, however, were rock and rollers. One of the most gifted singers and pop stylists to come forth in the late 1950s was Johnny Mathis. Mathis was the master of the love ballad. There was a time in the early 1950s when Johnny Mathis considered a career as an English teacher or perhaps an athletic coach. He was so skillful in track and field at San Francisco State College that Johnny actually was invited to try out for the Olympics in 1956. Instead, he went to New York City and within a month was signed by Columbia Records. Johnny remembers how he selected his song material.
It wasn't easy for me. We had been looking for material a long time. I had an album that we had made first and it was going nowhere, I guess because it was jazz orientated. And Mitch Miller wanted to try something different. So he looked for material and I looked. Finally, he brought a stack of material to me like that. And I didn't really know what we could do. But finally he came up with a couple of songs and then we had a couple written.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. My heart, your valentine. magic of moonlight. When I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully
record. It was a well-made record. Most of my single records in the beginning were very good records because Mitch Miller was such a good, had so much knowledge about how to make a record. And eventually when I started to record albums, he got me all the best material from all the best biggest Broadway shows, simply because I think Columbia owned them, they backed them, such as My Fair Lady, West Side Story, Gypsy.
In the late 1950s, the record industry was hit with a brand new fad called the novelty tune. 90 Minutes with the 1950s, we'll investigate that next.
This was the greatest gift I could have found because my kids love bubblegum.
Sylvia Colotta of Hermitage, Tennessee made quite a hit with her kids when she discovered Trident sugarless bubblegum.
They were completely happy with this discovery because they could blow their bubbles and they taste like bubblegum.
And just as important, Sylvia, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
The boy said, Mama, you're the best mom in the world because you've given us bubblegum again. And that's honest to goodness.
Trident sugarless bubblegum for families who care about their teeth.
90 Minutes with the 1950s. The fads of the 50s range from hula hoops to frisbees, cramming, panty raids, 3D movies, blue suede shoes, and white bucks, and a song by Phil Harris called The Thing.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes.
Then in 1950, opportunity knocked for Eileen Barton.
Come in. Well, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Baked the cake. Baked the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hot-cha-do, hot-cha-do, hot-cha-do.
In 1955, Davy Crockett made a comeback, along with a coonskin cap.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, and kilt him a bar when he was only 3.
And in 1956, Nervous Norvis warned us about speeding.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? And a few confusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud.
David Seville was next in 1958, along with his witch doctor.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Jeb Woolley encountered a UFO in the 1950s.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
About the same time, the Royal Teens from New Jersey were checking out all the summer action.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
The immortal words of Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. Meanwhile, the team of Buchanan and Goodman were reporting.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the air!
Thank you. And now listen, gentlemen, there.
What I'm gonna do...
And the coasters, meanwhile, told us to clean up our act.
Take out the papers and the trash. Are you don't get no spending cash. If you don't serve that you deserve, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't dope that.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
In 1959, Connie Stevens was the Genchiest, and Ed Kooky Burns was Kooky on the Strip.
Kooky, Kooky, lend me your comb. Kooky, Kooky.
Well now, let's take it from the top. Grab some wheels. We'll wail along and talk about some cuckoo deals.
But Kooky, Kooky, lend me your comb. Kooky, Kooky.
Now you're on my wavelength, and I'm reading you just fine. Don't cut out of here till we get on cloud nine.
But Kooky, Kooky.
As the summer of 59 was beginning to fade, Jan and Dean were talking baby talk. One of the most creative and funny performers of the 1950s was a gentleman named Stan Freeberg.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place that's wet. Well, it's down at the end of loneliness, really. Heartbreak hotel, well, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Oh, it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Now the bell upstairs keep blowing, the death curtain's dressed in black. Well, it's been so long and lonely, see, well, let her get back. Let her get back. So lovely like a dove. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got tail to tail, when you take a walk down on these places to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, oh, I rip my jeans, where you will be third pair today, you'll be so lovely you could die. Some root for broken hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Let us so lovely, back, 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 back. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lovely. Here's the blowing. You'll be so lovely, back, back. That's too much. Turn me off.
Radio in the 1950s was moving and grooving. And the guy who was spinning the platters was on top.
Bobbin with the robin, I've not been with the robin. Bobbin with the robin, everybody flies sky high.
Yeah, and this is the Big Bad Bird, and for the next 3 hours, we're going to be bobbing with Robin all the hits, everything new, and everything just for you. So come on along and let everybody have a ball.
Bobbin with the robin, no more time.
There be music.
And here's another actual air check from the late 1950s, introducing a cool DJ named Jack Carney.
Jack Carney is here with the latest and the greatest. Here is Jack Carney.
Fun radio at its best.
WIL brings you Jack Carney.
Well, good afternoon. This is Jack Carney on wonderful WIL Radio, and it is a good afternoon, too. A beautiful day in St. Louis. I've got some exciting things coming up for you from the Silver Dollar Survey and exciting news about Pookie Snackenberg Day. Pookie Snackenberg Day. More about that later.
Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney.
Right now, Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
One of the heavyweight performers of the 1950s, who was always right up on top of the Silver Dollar Survey, was Fats Domino.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's gone. Give your love to me. Any minute and money more. Pull me and warn me around no more. Who we been? Who we? Baby, don't you let your dog bite me. Dog bite me.
The number one song of 1959 will be featured next on 90 Minutes with the 1950s.
If we go to the grocery store, and you know how they have the racks of gums beside the checkout counters, he will pick out Trident.
Carol Tackett, Littleton, Colorado, talks about her son and Trident sugarless gum.
If you give him a pack of gum, he will just about pop it all in his mouth at once, and then he'll say, can I have another piece of gum?
Well, he's lucky you give him sugarless gum, Carol, since 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
He's the kind of kid that will say, I know you're doing it for me, Mother.
Trident, for families like Carol's who care about their teeth.
Walden Robert Cassato from the Bronx, New York, changed his name to Bobby Darin and became a rock and roll star in 1958. A year later, Bobby Darin hit the top with a number one hit, a Grammy Award winner called Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, there. 5 will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy done something rash?
And from Kentucky came the Everly Boys, consistent hit song makers during the late 1950s. Phil Everly comments on what it was like being an Everly brother.
If anybody is going to say, hey, he's an Everly brother, and that's all he is, then I'm not interested in singing to him anyhow. Because if anybody hasn't got any broader view than that, then there's no point in them listening to what I've written. I spent 2 years writing on this album, because they're not going to bother to understand it at all anyway. So I'm not going to change my name or pretend that I'm all of a sudden found myself. I've been myself all the time. It's just another facet of myself. As you're a father and a husband or you're a friend, you can be a million different things in your life. You're not, what you're known for is what we're talking about. And I am known for that and gladly. And I would imagine that there'll be a lot of people that liked Everly Brothers that maybe will give me a double listen instead of a single one, you know, which would be very, very nice as an individual, because I'm a half of that thing, and that's what I did do, and we do it, when we do it extremely well, I always thought.
Never felt like this until I kissed you. my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, things have really changed since I kissed ya. Uh-huh, my life's not the same now that I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya.
There was a tremendous amount of talent in the formative years of rock, a tremendous amount of talent. And if you look back, there were so many people saying, Ricky, Ticky, Ticky. They always quoted you whenever they were doing put-downs of, or they wanted to minimize the effect of it, or the abilities, they always quoted the most asinine of lyric in their comedy routines. They always assumed it wasn't going to last. We grew up like that, you know. I've never been concerned with trends or worried about it or trying to keep up. Of course, you try to keep up, but everybody tries to keep up in life. You try to keep aware of where life is going. I'm not standing around in 1957 because I've done a tremendous amount of living. You don't just make a record and from then on life is peaches and cream, although it's been very, very good. Tremendous things go down in life, and anybody minimizes it and sums you up as with a click of the finger, I'm not interested in talking to, you know. I wouldn't have him at my house.
Another performer with country roots who was a very strong influence on the music of the late 1950s was Brenda Lee. In a telephone interview, Brenda was asked if she could hear a hit song.
I don't know. I'm the type of an artist that, I guess all artists, a lot of people can hear a song and say, boy, that's a hit, but I can't. I guess I'd have more hits if I could, but I don't know. A lot goes into making a hit record, and it's more than just a good song. It takes good work on the production end and good arrangement, good everything. At 13 years old, I know I didn't know, you know, what was a hit record or probably what was even a good song.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear. Secret baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing, sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Baby, give me that special look. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
front.
That's enough for tonight.
Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
The 50s are gone, but the memories linger on. Asking Dad for the keys to the car. Seeing Elvis Presley for the first time on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey television show in 1956. Laughing at Sid Caesar and Ernie Kovacs and hoping that Mamie Van Doren would drop in and see you. And crying alone in your room when you heard the news about Buddy, Richie, and the Big Bopper. Songs like A Sunday Kind of Love could be heard on the street corners. Wanting a 1949 Mercury just like the one James Dean drove in Rebel Without a Cause. Listening to the Top 40 Countdown on radio every afternoon. The times and the places and the styles and friends change through the years. But as Tommy Edwards would say,
many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game. Once in a while you won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss
minutes with the 1950s. This program was recorded at the Program Shop of Hollywood and Chris Shane Enterprises, Sherman Oaks, California. Written and researched by Jim Pewter. Marketed nationally by Audio Video Programming of New York and Los Angeles. Produced by Chris Eric Stevens. Executive producer, Jim Hampton. This is Dave Prince speaking.